Test 1, 2, 3. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Franklinites. Thank you so very, very much on behalf of the town of Franklin, our municipal agencies, our veterans, for taking time to come out here and pay tribute to those who have gone before and have served our community so faithfully. I'd like to start today's proceedings by calling on Reverend Charlie Eastman from the Franklin Federated Church to open our ceremony with an invocation.
Will you join with me in prayer? Holy God, this is such an important day, and I thank you, God, for the fact that so many people are here, that this town recognizes that this day is not just a day to get a good deal on something, but instead knows that this day was christened with the blood of noble men and women who gave so much. God, we thank you for those that have gone and lost their lives. We thank you for those that serve even today. Help us to do our work in the world with a sense of pride, yes, but God also with a sense of humility, that we might move through this world with grace and goodwill towards all people. I pray this prayer in the name of all the saints. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend. I'd like to ask the Franklin High School Panther Marching Band, under the direction of Leanne Cullen, to lead us in our national anthem. I'd like to call to the podium at this time our town veterans agent, Bob Fahey, who will conduct our ceremony for the dedication of our new monument. Bob?
Please excuse the sunglasses, or I won't be able to read what I wrote. Good morning. Welcome to the dedication ceremony of the Iraq-Afghanistan Monument on this Memorial Day 2009. The Monument Committee would like to thank John Reitinger and the VFW for inviting us to take part in their annual Memorial Day program. We must never forget who gets the credit for the freedom we have. It is our veterans and their families. The words of President Harry Truman, etched on the walls of the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., express the feelings we should have and hold for our veterans. These words are, "Our debt to the heroic men and women and valiant women in the service of our country can never be repaid. They have earned our undying gratitude. America will never forget their sacrifice. Today, Memorial Day 2009, we direct these words to all those we honor with the annual Veterans of Foreign Wars Memorial Day program. We direct them to the 101 Franklin men and women who have served since September 11, 2001, and to those currently serving, and in whose honor we dedicate the Iraq-Afghanistan monument today. We direct these words to the families of Shane M. Covino, United States Marine Corps, age 19, killed in action in Iraq, October 6, 2005, and to the family of Staff Sergeant Robert R. Pirelli, United States Army Special Forces Green Beret, killed in action August 15, 2007. Their names are inscribed on our monument. The Franklin community, us, will not forget the sacrifice of Shane and Robert or the sacrifice of their families on our behalf. I'm going to direct my comments to these gentlemen over here in the bleachers. To those here present who have served during the Iraq-Afghanistan era, the town of Franklin wishes to express its gratitude. We thank you for your service on our behalf. Would you please come forward, stand behind?
Look at that. Hey, are you guys good or what? You really unbelievable. Hey, please. These gentlemen are what it's about. What do we say to them? Thank you. How about this? Dismissed. Thank you, gentlemen. Excuse me. The Monument Committee is pleased to have Franklin's elected officials present to take part in our dedication program. I'd like to introduce Chris Bailey, Chairman of our Town Council. Chris.
Thank you all very much. Thanks for coming. It's a beautiful day. What the committee has done is they've created a memorial to these two gentlemen and all the other people who have served in these two conflicts, and it makes our country and our town very proud of what they've accomplished. And I'd like to personally thank the committee and all the other people in town that helped. It was really a community project that, as you can see, turned out wonderful. And Bob has given me a two-minute time limit, so I'm going to be very brief. The committee came forward and asked us for their support to help them get started so that this day would be today and not next year or any time in the future. So I want to thank them. They did a wonderful job. And at this time, I'd like to introduce our state representative, James Valley.
Thank you very much. And I want to thank my fellow committee members and for allowing me the opportunity to be involved in the construction, design, and dedication of this wonderful memorial to all the soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, that and everyone else from this community that has served during this war, global war on terrorism. And make no mistake about it, we're still a country at war. And by dedicating this monument today, we are still very much at war, and we have to remember that there are those out there that are still sacrificing at this very minute for our freedom and our behalf. Our community has truly come together, and so many people have given so much in the construction of this monument to two of our fallen heroes. Over the past few years, I've had the privilege of getting to know the families, the Pirelli family and Covino family, of these two gentlemen that sacrificed their lives for our community and for our nation. Their families have given me incredible strength to continue on in what I do on a daily basis, but also continue on in my military service. So I want to thank you for turning a tragic loss into a benefit for me personally and for our community and for our nation. On this Memorial Day, fresh in our minds, 118 Massachusetts servicemen who since September 11, 2001 have died in service to their country, we come together today to celebrate the life of Shane Covino and Rob Pirelli. But we also gather here to honor all those that have paid the price since our nation first began to develop her identity and become something worth fighting and dying for. America's brave men and women have embodied the history and core values of our nation since the fight for independence began. Each person who died during these conflicts was a loved one cherished by many friends and family. Each death is a loss to a community and to a nation. Each life contributed something of beauty and truth to the world that could be embodied by no other. But we must remember and recall often these little threads that together weave the tapestry of ultimate beauty and truth. Memorial Day, though perhaps a day that stokes a fresh pain of loss, is an important day to remember the lives, perhaps little but significant details about those we've loved, who have died in defense to our great nation. It is their sacrifice that makes our nation great, and it is their willingness to sacrifice that elevates the dignity of humanity. They remain in our memory, and we remain forever in their debt. I also have the privilege of serving in the legislature and in the National Guard with Senator Scott Brown, Lieutenant Colonel Scott Brown, who is a colleague both in the legislature and in the military. And at this time, I'd like to ask Scott to step forward to offer some words of remembrance. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Jim, it's my honor to serve with you in the legislature and, more importantly, in the military. And I want to thank Franklin for the amazing turnout. This is my fifth event today, and I can say by far this is truly the most amazing turnout that I've seen in quite a few years. The good news is that we're all here, and the bad news is we're all here, because we're here to really dedicate a memorial and a monument that we really shouldn't have to do. But we are, and unfortunately that's the sign of the times, and we're here, it is what it is, but all I can say is congratulations to the Monument Committee, to the Town of Franklin, to the sacrifice of the two young men who have given so much so we can stand here today with the freedoms that we enjoy. So I want to thank you and all your families, members, for that sacrifice, and there's really nothing more to be said. I'm looking forward to seeing the wonderful monument honoring your sons. Thank you very much.
The Monument Committee would like to thank our public officials for their remarks and taking the time to be with us here today. Would members of the Monument Committee please escort the parents of Shane and Robert to the monument? Please.
please unveil the monument? May this monument forever stand as a lasting tribute to those for whom we dedicated today. Please bow your heads for a moment of silence in honor of Shane and Robert and all the men and women of the military who have made the supreme sacrifice on our behalf in Iraq and Afghanistan. As of yesterday, that KIA, killed in action, casualty number is 4,986. Please bow your heads. Pray for them, pray for their families. No mere words can ever express the gratitude we have for Shane and Robert. They will live in our hearts forever. We will not forget them. Would the parents please return to the podium? Jody and Nancy, their parents.
Thanks. Hi. My name is Jody Cabino Cipriano. I've lived in this town for 30 years. Tony and I raised all these babies in this, all my babies in this town. Randy, Justin, Billy, Shane, and Zach. I just want a few minutes of your time to share with you my heart. Memorial Day, long weekend, sunshine, cookouts, food, families, laughter, parties, as it should be. War can really make a person stop at the very least for a minute, some even longer. We share this time with our friends and family because of our soldiers, our warriors, our Marines. The very ideal that this country was built upon lives in each and every one of the men and women who have ever served, are serving, or who have lost their lives. We owe them our freedom to live, to love, to laugh, and to play. We owe them beyond gratitude, and we owe them all our thanks. We owe them, at the very least, a few minutes to ponder their footsteps and the footsteps of those that love them dearly. To the town of Franklin, its elected officials, its community, and our schools. In a time of economic uncertainty, this entire war memorial was a group effort project. Our school children raised the bar and initiated fundraisers on their own. Their character and integrity exhibiting signs of the bond of brotherhood that is forged and solidified in the very existence of soldiers. It is now embedded in what will one day be their history. Meeting them is our honor. Countless people who donated money, time, and supplies all worked endlessly towards its completion. It is not only a well-deserved tribute to every soldier from every war, but to them from all of you, an obvious labor of love. Another perfect example that aligns with the true spirit of America. It is on behalf of my son and our family, Nancy Pirelli, her son, and her family, that we would like to say thank you. This monument represents another small piece of America that Shane, Robbie, and every other soldier has earned the right to have, to be honored by, and more than deserves. We thank you all for honoring them.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jody. Thank you, Nancy. The town of Franklin will never forget the sacrifice of your sons, Shane and Robert, nor will we forget your sacrifice. Thank you so much. Just a little history of the project. The project was a total community. I mean total community effort. It was first suggested by Jeff Nutting, town administrator, in November of 2006, and was approved by the Franklin Town Council on August 6, 2008. The Monument Committee wishes to express its thanks to them for their cooperation. The thanks of the Monument Committee go out to all those who made this possible through donations. Jody mentioned it. I'm going to mention it again. The fundraising done by all, and I mean all the schools in the town of Franklin, was very meaningful to us as a committee. Charlie O'Teary said it best. Charlie was our treasurer, and I used to bring Charlie the checks, the money. And there were times when I would bring him bags of coins, and his comment to me was, "Bob, the nickels, the dimes, the quarters of the school children of Franklin have gone into this monument. That is very special." Thanks to all who have provided services to the project. Their names and the names of all donors are listed in the dedication program. The Monument Committee would like to thank those who have worked to prepare the site. Brutus Canareggi, our DPW director, offered the services of his department. The work was so well done by Steve D'Angelo. I really have gotten to know the DPW workers. Steve D'Angelo, great guy. Great job. Ken Gormley and a great crew of DPW workers. Thanks to Deb DeGrazia and members of the Franklin Garden Club, who have faithfully, and I mean faithfully, over the years maintained the monument site and who have prepared the beautiful floral arrangements you see today. Monument Committee, wishes to thank Dave Roach. Where are you, Dave? Step right up. Dave supervised the daily work activities of the what you see here today and did a remarkable job. I call him Mr. Hands-On, and he really is hands-on. From the time he helped heft the monument off the truck to the time he put it into place. Dave has some thank yous of his own.
I have a couple names for Bob, too, and they're not hands-on. I want to thank you, though, from Bob, to let me orchestrate the construction of this beautiful monument. It really is a testimony to everybody in this town, everybody who's been in the armed services. As Bob said, 2.5 years ago, he had this vision of adding another monument. We walked around, we took a look at it, and started the design. But I also said to Bob, I said, I know you have to raise the money. And if you raise the money, I'll be willing to oversee the construction. He did it, here we are, and that was history. I would like to also thank Brutus Cantoretti and all his guys from the DPW. This is probably about the third or fourth projects I've done for the town. And any time I need something, it's when can I be there and how many guys can I give you. This project in particular, though, because it was the veterans, was unbelievable. People just stepped up and it was incredible. So with the DPW, special thanks to Tony, Al, Ken, Carlos, and all the guys from Highway, Water Departments, and Grounds Departments. What you see here was basically constructed in about 10 days. Also, I'd like to thank Greg Ballerino and Joe McGann. Greg and his crew provided a new electrical service behind the monument and has now provided lights for the various flags around the back of it and the statue itself. I haven't seen it yet, but I guess it looks pretty nice at night. Again, thank you, Greg and Joe. And I understand that the electrical components of this was also donated by A&W Electric. Thank you to them. Next thing was the actual monument. Once we got it in place, I had to find a mason to set the tiles around the bottom. I called up Vicky Colucci. He was here the next day. Got it done, and he took care of that. I want to thank Nicky Colucci for that work. Thank you. Last but not least, the beautiful concrete that you see that I'm standing on, and it's now new walkways and new patio area, was installed and labor donated by Lindsay Lampasana, a couple Franklin guys. I would love to thank Tony, PJ, and Devin for their fine work. It was an unbelievable project, and it speaks for itself. Look at it. Gorgeous. Along with that, Tony says, who do you use for concrete? And I said, just Borough Concrete. He says, well, let me make a phone call. He called Borough Concrete up. They donated the concrete for half price. And in this economy, that's fantastic. In closing, a lot of us who worked on this project never served in the armed services. So this was really kind of special for us to be able to donate some time and throw a little appreciation out there for what you guys do for us and to protect our families and let us do what we do on a daily basis. If we had to do this all over again, like I said, no one wants to put monuments in every day, but we'll do it all over again. Again, thanks to everybody who worked on the monument and thanks to all the veterans.
Thank you, Dave, and all those you have mentioned. You have done honor to those who have served on our behalf. And now I would like to present a great group of gentlemen who worked and planned for over 2 years
to bring you this wonderful monument site you see here today. They represent, interestingly enough, they represent all the wars for whom there are monuments here today. I would ask them as I read their name to please stand. We have Joe Collins. Joe served in Vietnam and Iraq. Bob Gagner. Bob is a Korean War veteran. Ken Norman, who has always been interested in town activities. Vietnam veteran. Here's Ken. Okay. Charlie O'Terry, Vietnam veteran. And our super police chief, Steve Williams. Thank you. And Representative Jim Valley, who's done. Jim? Speaking as Franklin's veterans agent, I would like to thank this committee for all you've done and the dedicated service you've provided to create this beautiful setting. I ask you, is this a beautiful setting? Yeah. And last but not least, you, the citizens of Franklin, and you are a great community. We thank you for coming here to be with us today. And I'm sure it had great meaning and gave great consolation to the parents of Shane and Robert. Thank you. I return the program to John Wright.
I'd like to call on Reverend Carol Rosine from the Universalist Unitarian Society in Franklin to offer a dedication prayer for our new monument. Please, Carol.
It seems appropriate on this Memorial Day when we stand in reverence before not only this new monument, but the other monuments as well, that we hear the words of the American poet Archibald MacLeish, a World War I soldier, who says this: "The young dead soldiers do not speak. Nevertheless, they are heard in the still houses. Who has not heard them? They have a silence that speaks for them at night and when the clock counts. They say, we were young. We have died. Remember us. They say we have done what we could, but until it is finished, it is not done. They say we have given our lives, but until it is finished, no one can know what our lives gave. They say our deaths are not ours. They are yours. They will mean what you make them. They say whether our lives and our deaths were for peace and a new hope or for nothing, we cannot say. It is you who must say this. They say, we leave you our deaths. Give them their meaning. We were young, they say. We have died. Remember us. Archibald MacLeish." And now, if you would please join me in prayer. Dear God of all, once more we have gathered to pay tribute to those who have served in yet another war, and to dedicate this memorial to these brave men and women. We pray that you will hold in your compassionate and gentle embrace those who loved Lance Corporal Shane Cabino and Staff Sergeant Robert R. Pirelli. They are the ones who are grieving these deaths the most, and yet we all feel a deep sorrow that they gave their lives in service to us all. We remember also their comrades, some of whom are being memorialized in other ceremonies on this day, and others who have returned, perhaps wounded in body or in spirit. While we give thanks for the bravery of all these courageous men and women, we also grieve at the enormity of their sacrifice. May we hold the memories of who they were and what they did close to our hearts, and may we be filled not only with sorrow, but with gratitude. May each of us resolve to do all that we can to create a nation and a world in which such sacrifice will no longer be needed. And may we all abide in peace. This we pray in the name of all that is holy and in all the holy names. Amen.
Thank you very much, Carol. Now it's time for our annual placement of our wreaths on our monuments. I'd like to call forward Commander of VFW Post 3402, Larry Bedarian, and past Commander Howard Crawford. First, for the laying of the wreaths at the Doughboy Monument, World War I, and our World War II monument, are the Brownies from Troop 384, Ashley Hughes, Siobhan Collins, Gabrielle Collins, Brenna Orff, Alex Marks, Emma Addy, Emma Clifford, Demi Cervetis, Margaret Lamberto, Elizabeth Lamberto, Jenny Kroon, and Lily Minchain. Girls, would you come on up here? Half of the girls go with Commander Bedarian to the Doughboy, and the other half of you girls with Commander Crawford. There we go. Thank you, girls. Thanks, Howard. Next, for the laying of the wreath at the Korean War Monument, I'd like to call forward Scout Bridget Belcher. Glasses. Bridget had two relatives that served in Korea. Next, for the Vietnam Monument, I call forward Girl Scout Emily Wallace, please. Now to present the wreath for our new Afghanistan and Iraq monument, I'd like to call forward Deb DeGrazia from the Franklin Garden Club. Deb. Okay. We also had four brownies that carried wreaths in the parade and laid them at our monuments along the parade route. Brownies Sarah Hemingway, Jackie Forsina, Catherine Wisely, and Bailey Ridge. Now we come to the time in our program each year where we read the names of those who have answered their last reveille and have gone on to a greater glory, who have served faithfully in the past. I'd like to call on our commander, past commander, to go attend to the bell. Bruno DiCecco, Francis J. Hunchard, John W. Hansen, John L. Danello, William J. Williamson, Kenneth F. Pond, William F. Robinson, James N. Petit, Donald T. Anderson, Robert G. Kirk, Russell S. Stein, Frank N. Muccheroni, Frederick M. Romsey Sr., Robert S. Ray, Charles H. Sullivan, Myron J. Bird, Joseph A. DiMartino Sr., Raymond A. Mastromateo, William M. Wozniak, George E. McCarthy, Donald E. Wozniak, Raymond J. Gary Sr., Alfred J. D'Amelio, Frank P. Germani, Ralph J. Perrette, John Greenwood, Edward C. Lamberto, Frederick W. Griffin, Thomas F. McGonigal, Don A. Clough, Walter J. Guinard, James E. Pollock, Edward J. Shalgian, John F. DiRico, and Mary Pearl DiCecco. Sergeant of the Guards, salute the dead. Please be seated. Franklin Rotary Club International and members of Post 3402, Veterans of Foreign Wars, the United States wish to express our special thanks to all the participants in the 2009 Memorial Day Parade and Remembrance, especially the Franklin Police Department, the Police Honor Guard, and the Franklin Interfaith Council. We owe a debt of gratitude to all those who gave of their time to beautify the gardens here in our town common, and to the music departments of the Franklin School System and the Benjamin Franklin Charter School and our town scouting organizations for their part in honoring the deceased veterans. Also, thanks to Dean College for the loan of their equipment and to Bobby Costello for his audio support here today. And for our special brethren from the American Legion Post in Norfolk who have come to be our honor guard for today. So thank you, everyone, for your participation. I'd like to invite all the our special guests and whatnot are invited to a collation down at the VFW Post on Pond Street immediately after the ceremony here. And I'd like to ask Reverend Abraham Wyatt from the Franklin United Methodist Church to close these proceedings with a benediction. Reverend?
God bless the soul of Shane and Robert. God bless their families. God bless the souls of men and women who have served. God bless those who are serving in any capacity. God bless the people of Franklin. God bless the United States of America. God bless you. Amen.